River is our boundary. And then, yeah, off the Mary, of course, you've got creeks that run all through the property. And in the wet season like now, all those little creeks all end up water right through to dams, pretty well all over the property, eh?
So pretty much your whole property's crocodile habitat?
Yeah, yeah, we've got crocodiles here in dams that are up to 20 k's off the main river. And that's because the numbers are so high, they're pushed out, they're everywhere, eh? Like at the moment, I'm seeing quite a few just getting around. We've got a creek about a k from the house here, there was one there that took a dog last week. So, yeah, they're a bit of a problem.
How much of a problem, you know? How many cattle do these animals maim and kill?
2 years ago, I came down to Brew, and they were just slaughtering cattle. You know, if I saw weaners bogged on a water hole and I didn't pull them out straight away, there was no weaner there the next morning. It was really bad last year. In one paddock, I shot 20 head of cattle that were maimed. That's in the build-up time of the year. But in saying that, now working with Roger Triple C Crocodile Catching Contractors and the Parks and Wildlife, we're catching the problem animals. So we've dropped the problem down a bit. In saying that, right now I feel there's as many crocs as there was when we started at the start of the year. So,
well, it's a never-ending problem. The rains come and the crocs come back.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's fascinating. There's one channel there in one paddock where I had Roger come in and remove 9 crocodiles out of there. And I flew it the other day in a helicopter and there's a 5-metre fella in there 2 weeks later. So, you know, yeah, what do you do? We've been spending about $100,000 a year on development to fence country to get cattle away from said areas. You know, late in the year when the waters are shallow, the cattle are weaker. The crocs in there were just phenomenal. I've got a lot of footage of, you know, up to 11 crocs attacking cattle, just mowing them down. It's just horrendous. We've since fenced a lot of country off to, you know, to help. I got a view. The crocs can stay in the river. Oh, I'm not worried about the ones in the river. My cows can stay out of the river. That's a pretty good deal. But I'm not real keen on spending 30 grand digging a dam and 2 weeks after the rain comes and fills it up, I've got 3 crocs in there killing my cattle.
So you've specifically built those dams to keep those cattle away from the river. However, the crocs are finding their way anyway. But it's easier to manage those crocs in those dams.
Yeah, that's making a lot easier with Roger can come into those dams there and, you know, he reckies there, has a good look around spotlights, et cetera, and target those ones, those particular animals because, yeah, we're in crocodile country. We've got to use our brains, not just go and kill every crocodile in the country. That's not the answer. But we do have to be doing something because the numbers of the crocodile in the river is that great. They're pushing them out. There's not enough room in the river and they're just going everywhere. A real big concern to me is the number of crocs around the 4-metre mark that we've had to dispatch that are maimed really bad, like half a jaw torn off them. Those crocodiles are the ones that are going to take someone.
Because they're after an easy feed.
An easy feed, yeah. They're the ones that really put the wind up me, and I know of 2 right now in said areas that I want Roger to get when the water goes down. But that shows you how bad the problem is because the crocs are actually killing each other and damaging each other because there's not enough room for them to have their own little bit of territory. A lot of people say to you, oh, leave them big old bull crocs, you know, because they'll keep all them other younger crocs out. Well, that's a load of crap.
That's a fallacy, huh?
Yeah, just doesn't work. I can tell you now because we got a croc in one billabong here and he's a big fella. He's over 5 metres and there's 4-metre crocs all through that water hole all around him. So, you know, that's sort of blowing that out of the water. There's water holes along different channels. You know, I know of a few very large, really, really large crocs, but there's crocs in with them. Like, you know, when you catch a 5-metre croc that's torn to absolute shreds, it wouldn't a 3-metre croc that done that, you know, and a 5-metre croc's a big croc.
Some of the crocs you've captured, you're able to determine how many cattle they've actually eaten. How do you do that?
Yeah, modern technology. Nowadays, with cattle, we've put a Nils tag in their ear. I've got a wand here, which is a handheld wand, and I've actually run it over a few of the crocs that we've caught and about 2 months ago. And when it reads the tag, right, it makes this beep-beep noise, and if it's already read the tag, it'll only beep once. So you can only read the one tag once, and it just kept beep, 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 beep. There's three tags. That is three tags from a right ear in that one croc. Right, so how many cattle has he fed on where he hasn't eaten a right ear? Right, and that croc was actually only 3.2 metres. And he had three tags. So he consumed $5,000 worth of beef that I know of. And unfortunately, they were all our ear tags.
Adrian from Annaburu Station. You mentioned 20 maimed cattle last year that you had to put down. Can you estimate how many killed cattle?
It was a big, big issue when I first got here. I would say I certainly will lose a few in set paddocks and creeks. You could say 1.5%, 2% losses.
So we're talking dozens.
Yeah, plenty. Yeah. In one billabong this year, I've seen six head that were dead in there. I've got footage of that off my drone, and that's in one area that was probably 2 square kilometres, you know. I've got paddocks here, the floodplain paddock. Until we get in and really sort of clean up some of those channels, I'm just not really prepared to put cattle in there yet. You know, we've got to get this management of the crocodile problem sort of sorted first, you know.
So of late you've spent, you estimate spending around $100,000 in infrastructure, be it fencing and dams. How much money do you save by doing that and not losing cattle?
I've only been here 2 years, and from hitting it where it was really, really bad, in the next 12 months I'll start getting a better understanding of the actual figures for you there, because things were, I'd say, a bit wild the way they were run, and people just sort of weren't doing anything. But I'd say still with dams, with cattle now fenced off the rivers, and I've learnt to understand with these cattle that we're talking about, the maimed cattle, well, in that paddock they were actually being maimed just out of little water holes, little channels, not the river. We're not talking the river, rightio. In one channel particularly, which was only 200 metres long, Roger went in and pulled 8 crocs out of there in 28 hours in 200 metres, right? We're talking 4.7 metre croc in there, so again, that bull croc theory doesn't work. What I noticed there was, as it's really building up really hot, that's when I'm seeing a lot of maimed cattle. So them crocs, they're smart. They're maiming them, so those cattle, when the storms come, the cattle are moving off because they don't need to drink there, they drink elsewhere. They're maiming all those cattle, so they've got to hang around, they've got to feed longer. So I just completely ride those animals off, or that area, get all the cattle out of there, you know, doing things like that with management's making it easier.
So you reckon they're that smart that they know that if they injure an animal, the animal's not going to go far, and next time they're hungry, they can come back and get that animal?
Well, they're the smartest animal on this planet. They're smarter than any politician I know.
Well, let's talk about governance of these kind of issues. How do you go removing crocodiles from your property when it comes to protected species?
Well, I find it really, really good the way it's set up. You know, we work very closely with Parks and Wildlife. They've come out here, they've assessed it, they've looked at it. We've looked at all different options. They've seen that I'm putting all these other waters in so my cattle aren't watering in the river, and I'm fencing country off. But we need to use every tool in the toolbox for this problem. So they're really good. They give us permits to catch the crocodiles in, you know, the dams and the channels, not in the river. We don't catch any crocodiles out of the river. At the end of the day, mate, them crocs are the oldest animals on this planet. They're always going to be here. We've got to work with them. But those that are getting a real taste for beef, you know, we need to just pull them up.
In that 2 years you've been on the place and having your first introduction to crocodiles, what's been the thing that surprised you most?
Where crocodiles actually are. You think crocodiles are in water holes, in big rivers, or I've seen them in buffalo wallows 20 kilometres off the river, where you would never expect to find them. And how they work, how smart they are. Never, never underestimate a crocodile. They're goddamn smart. They're real smart.
Yeah. Obviously, cattle are one thing, staff protection's another. How do you go about protecting yourself and your workers?
Well, we've had a few cases here where I've just given them a lead injection because I had no other resort. That's it. That's where it is at. That's a really big problem. Doing floodgates, you know, we've got to fix the floodgates and creek crossings so cattle don't get out. I'm talking way off the river here. We showed you a kilometre from the house here. The laneway there, lost a dog there a week ago, bringing cattle down a laneway, and there's a croc bank of a dog like that, you know. That really pisses you off. How do we get around and check fences and there's crocodiles just bloody everywhere? We've learnt to live with them and be extra, extra careful, but my concern where I've had three close shaves, they've all been maimed, damaged animals that are really struggling to get a feed. They take the extra risk to get an easy feed, which is a fisherman or a fella fixing a floodgate, you know.
Is there any point that you think it might not be worth it?
No, look, if we keep a common sense approach and we're proactive, if they say they're the apex predator, well, we're at the top of the food chain, you know. At the end of the day, they'll kill us quick. We don't have the view of going killing them. We just have the view of controlling it to a point where we can all coexist, you know. Like, I tell all my cows, don't go near the river. But I tell the croc, don't go in my dam. And they come in my dam, well, they get dealt with, you know. Not one single animal is wasted on Annaburu. That's why I've got Roger here catches the crocs, because he utilises the crocodiles, you know. We don't waste them. We look after them. We do something with them.
You've got a soft spot for a particular cow on your place. Tell us her story.
Yeah, that cow's a bit of a legend. That cow, crocodile cow. Poor bugger, she come in and a croc had grabbed her on the snout, and she's, I don't know whether you'd say the lucky one, because she obviously went through hell, but she's a healthy cow. She's had a calf. She wouldn't have got in calf if she wasn't healthy, so that answers whether she should have been dispatched. She was scalped from the eyes down to the nose, and when I mustered, and she's one that came in, and just phenomenal to see the injuries that, you know, had happened quite a while ago. Just to see that she's still till today, you see the bone on her nose, but like I say, she's producing calves, so she's in a good condition, she's healthy, but she comes in and she's a bit of a legend, that cow. I've had quite a few come in with pretty severe bite marks, you know. Some, I've just shot them, they're that bad. I've shot a lot in a paddock, of course.
And do they learn? Do those cattle then not go to the waterway, instead maybe trying to find a water trough?
Yes, I do believe cattle that have, you know, seen their mates pulled in, get breezy of the water. The problem we have is, like us, we all need to have a drink. Where are they safe? The only water on Annaburu that I will guarantee you there's not a crocodile is probably in that swimming pool that's empty.